Ladies and gentlemen, Maximum Mike is proud to rock for rookies.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, dudes and dudettes, in short, rookies. Every one of you. I am Maximum Mike, and you are listening to Rock for Rookies on this beautiful August 24th, 2008, where you can get a dose of what you like the most. That's right. So we're going to start off with rookies, Australian rookies, Airborne. Now, Airborne put out their first album last year on June 23rd, 2007. The name of the album is Runnin' Wild, and here's what you got to know. AllMusic.com says that this cloned group of AC/DC, because they're basically same style voice, but what's important about them is that they're reviving an important style of music, the AC/DC style. Surprise is overrated. You want to get what you know is going to be good, and Airborne's going to give it to you. Here's Stand Up for Rock and Roll.
We'll be right back.
I'm about to give you the lowdown on Blink-182. If you're like, Mike, Blink-182? Dude, they broke up. What news could you possibly have? Well, they haven't done anything new, but they're about to be featured in a documentary on modern punk music. The film is entitled 1994, and it's going to come out at the end of September of this year. Skateboard legend Tony Hawk's going to narrate the film, and other bands are in it that are going to be in it are going to be Rancid and Green Day, NoFX, and The Offspring. I'm about to play you one of my favorite Blink-182 songs off the album Enema of the State, which, by the way, my mom bought for me. Dude, this is the party song. Do you want to come to a party? My friends pick me up in a truck at 11:30. This is at a frat house, but people are cool there. I'm lucky and I follow, but I never dreamed there would be someone there who would catch my attention. I wasn't out searching for love or affection, so I paid my three, and the girls got a free shine. They're here for tequila, and we headed into the party. And then in the backyard, some terrible stop and someone in the background was doing a case in the place. So when all these girls look the same, all these guys have no game. I wish I would have stayed in my bed back at home watching TV alone, where I put on some porn and switched on the phone. But the people I hate to have a penny wish they trying to intoxicate girls to give them head after the party. And then I saw her standing there with green eyes and long blonde hair. She wasn't wearing underwear, at least I prayed that she might be the one. Maybe we'd have some fun, maybe we'd watch the sunrise. But that night I learned some girls try too hard. Some girls try too hard. And some girls try too hard to impress with the way that they dress, with those things on their chest and the things they suggest to me. I couldn't believe what this lady was saying, the name she was dropping, the game she was playing. She gave me this guy who now likes more black flies. How she's done with the lies, well constructed disguise. Now I'd rather go dayless than stay here and hate this. Her volume will make up perfectness, what takes this. So I said I'd call her, but never would bother until I got turned down by another girl at a party. So when you see her standing there with green eyes and long blonde hair, she won't be wearing underwear, and you'll discover this girl's not the one, and she'll never be fun. You should just turn and run, because you'll find out that some girls try too hard. Some girls try too hard. And some girls try too hard to impress with the way that they dress, with those things on their chest and the things they suggest to me. Some girls try too hard. Some girls try too hard.
It's all nice and decent, slip of the curl. This is Mr. Cat and Sugar Ray riding through. When me I tell a man she have me intoxicated, but her love high, man like a genie, but I call with a fly. So me I say a virgin to me, I beg her baby the first stripes in the water come out.
Yeah.
After the party song by Blink-182, we heard from Sugar Ray and their song Fly off the album Florida from 1997. Now, what's special about the song Fly is that it sounded nothing like the rest of the songs on the album, because the rest of the album was all like heavy metal stuff. Why'd they do it? Nobody really knows, but I gotta tell you, the Fly fits right into the music that was being made back then, all the Orange County, California, Smash Mouth, No Doubt style rock. So maybe they just did it to fit in or get their single. I don't know. Either way, great song. After them, we heard from Soil, one of my favorite bands, and their song Two Skins off the album Scars from 2001. Now, I looked it up, and that album actually was released on September 11th, 2001. A great timing! Now, Scars was Soil's first major hit, and those amazing vocals you heard there was Ryan McCombs. The dude rocks. I think he's the best-looking guy in metal today. Now, point aside, we're going to go talk about something that's going on, sort of movie celebrities-related news. Jessica Alba was just chosen for this whole new Only You Can Silence Yourself campaign, something about stars telling Americans to get off their butts and start voting, where they, like, take pictures of the stars, usually hot stars, and they have, like, I don't know, their lips sewn shut or tape and over their nose and clips on their mouth. I don't know. Either way, so here's the question. What happens if people get off their butts and do vote, but they vote Republican, which is exactly the opposite of what the stars are trying to get them to vote? Now, why do I bring this up? It's because you guys know that I love bands that support their country, you know, that they support their soldiers, even if what they're doing isn't the best thing in the world. You know, those people who are doing it believe they're doing it for the right reasons. The soldiers believe they're in Iraq for the right reasons. Now, I'm not going to go into whether they're right or they're wrong, but the soldiers who are there think they're helping out. Now, I love it when a band supports people like that, which brings me to the next band of the show, Drowning Pool. What do we need to know about Drowning Pool? Drowning Pool have had 3 albums, and with those 3 albums, they've had 3 singers. The first one died, the second one was kicked out, and now they're up to their 3rd guy, right? So here's what's really cool. The 3rd guy, the lead singer of Drowning Pool nowadays, is Ryan McCombs. Wait a minute, didn't I just say that Ryan McCombs was the singer of Soil? I did, but he left the band, and now he's in Drowning Pool, so now we got another band with amazing freaking vocals. This is off the album Full Circle. It's the song Soldiers. I put the video up, check it in the link box.
This is for the soldiers. This is for the soldiers. My soldiers. Cause a breeze that makes my breathing not so easy. Well, I've had my lungs checked out with x-rays. I've smelled the hospital always. Someday airline. Someday I'll wear pajamas in the daytime. Times when the day is like a play by Sartre, when it seems a fuck burning's in perfect order. Description. I've tried to stick to my prescriptions. Someday I'll have a disappearing hairline. Someday I'll wear pajamas in the daytime. Playback. I could change the test results if I will get back. I've watched the summer evening pass by. I've heard the rattle in my bronchi.
That was the song Afternoons and Coffee Spoons by Crash Test Dummies. Now, as an English major, it's really cool, and I discovered that that entire song is based off the T.S. Eliot poem, The Love Song of J. Alfred Prufrock, which I did learn, and it's a weird poem, but a lot of the lyrics in that song are taken right out of that poem. Now, before then, we heard from Blackstone Cherry and the song Blind Man off the album which just came out, like, a couple of days ago, Folklore and Superstition, fantastic song. What can I tell you about Blackstone Cherry? Basically, they're associated with bands like Lynyrd Skynyrd and the Black Crowes, and tiny bit here and there like Led Zeppelin, but they sound like Soundgarden, AC/DC with their riffs, but some of their solos and other guitar pieces sound like Guns N' Roses. So basically, they're just a huge mishmash of influences, but they did manage to create their own style to some extent, I guess. Now, the next song I'm really excited about, because as far as punk songs go, this is a pretty good song. Now, a lot of you are going to recognize it from the movie Empire Records. This is that final song that they sing on top of the record store. The song came out in 1995, and just so you know, that the guy who sings the song in the movie, his name is Coyote Shivers. Yeah, he's the actual singer who sang that song in real life, the guy who wrote the song, and he was just doing the movie for fun. Now, I could have chosen the studio version of the song, but the truth is, it's not as good as the movie version, plus Renee Zellweger sings in the movie version. So yes, there are all these sounds from the movie, but trust me, the song's amazing!
A bowl of cherries, but sometimes it seems like anything. But think again. Sometimes reputations outwith their applications. Sometimes fires don't go out when you're not playing them. I feel so funny deep inside. I wanna kiss myself goodbye. Sugar high. About my life, I wanna kiss myself goodbye. Sugar high,
yeah, I really needed to get by.
Sugar high. All right.
Album Dark Passion Play, and this track is called Bye Bye Beautiful.
Siblings walking the dying earth,
listening to the new Nightwish album, Dark Passion Play, and this track is called Bye Bye Beautiful.
It's over. Well, that's the song It's Over by Pop Punk Rockers Messed. And it just occurred to me I probably should have played that song at the end of the show. What can I tell you about Messed, guys? They broke up in 2006. They haven't done much lately, except for a very small reunion this year in 2008. Now, the song It's Over actually takes its guitar riff from a children's song called Roll Over. You guys all know the song. One in the bed, little one said, roll over, roll over. So they all rolled it right. So it takes their riff from that song. I actually would sing the whole thing, but some of you might get upset with me. Please don't bring it up with my wife. I sing it too much in the house, as is. Now, before then, we heard from Nightwish and their single Bye Bye Beautiful, which was the fourth single off the album Dark Passion Play. Now, here's the thing. That's the new singer, Annette Olsen. She replaced the old chick who was awesome in Nightwish. What I did discover, though, that her first official concert with the band was actually played here in Tel Aviv in Israel. This was the first time that they ever played officially together as a band. Now, I missed the show because I was all upset that there was a new chick to begin with in the band. But, as you can see, they still rock. Now, what's different about Dark Passion Play is the guitarist sings on, like, every single song. So, I guess now that the old chick's gone, they're taking lead. Now, last song of part one, guys. It's actually a pretty freaking powerful song. If it offends you, then you need to lighten up. And a lot of people think this song is purposely meant to be insulting. It's not. The song is basically meant to talk about all the abuse that John Davis took when he was in high school. That's basically what most of the songs are about. This is off the 1994 album self-titled Korn. This is the song Faggot.
Be out of here, locked up in a cage. You don't know what the hell's up now anyway. You got this pretty boy feeling like I'm enslaved to a world that never appreciated shit. You can suck my dick and fucking like it. You're my company at the party, money anyway. You're my company at the party, money anyway. You're my company at the party, money going to sing. You're my company at the party, money anyway. You're my company at the party, money anyway. Money.
Welcome to intermission. Intermission.
Loving that intermission. What's up, rookies? I'm Maximum Mike, and welcome back to part two of Rock for Rookies. Now, as you know, and I said this like three shows in a row already, first song of part two has got to be awesome. So I've chosen to play a song by the Fun Loving Criminals. Now, the Fun Loving Criminals, I've mentioned them in the past. They're an alternative hip-hop, alternative rock, jazz, blues, funk, mafioso rap band. I don't know what that means, but they rock. This is the first song off the album. Damn it, I don't remember the name of the album. Someone tell me the name of the album. This is the song Fun Loving Criminal. Before moving on, I'm very excited to announce a new segment here on Rock for Rookies. Here we go. Rock news on Rock for Rookies. Ah. Yes, indeedly do. Let's get on to the news. First thing that came up is Maximum Mike is insanely embarrassed that he just made that opening segment. Moving on, Rise Against is set to release their next full-length album on October 7th, 2008. Starting immediately, the new single from the album Re-Education will be available digitally everywhere. Moving on, Linkin Park were recently mocking Guns N' Roses at their Project Revolution tour. If you want to see it, they're all wearing like Guns N' Roses wigs and they're singing Sweet Child of Mine. Link is in the link box. Now, Metallica, guys, open your ears. This is good news. Metallica are set to return on September 12th to Berlin for the official record release party of their new album, Death Magnetic. So sweet. Now, as for Aerosmith, according to the Boston Globe, the legendary rockers are heading back into the studios to make their new album this coming October and will be on tour next spring. Now, how about the band The Verve? When was the last time anybody heard that name? Now, the reason is because they haven't made anything for 11 years since their album Urban Hymns came out. But their new album, Fourth, is finally out, and you can stream it all on their MySpace page. Now, more down-to-earth news. Leroy Moore, the sax player of the Dave Matthews Band, just passed away like a couple of days ago. He died of complications from an ATV injury. So that's for all you Dave Matthews Band fans, just so you know what's going on there. I decided to dedicate a song to the guy. This is the Parlor Mob and the song Can't Keep No Good Boy Down.
Yeah. thoughts and the pain attached to them. Sometimes I wonder why this is happening. It's like nothing I can do would distract me when I think of how I shot myself in the back again. Cause from the infinite words I can say, I put all the pain you gave to me on display, but didn't realize, instead of setting it free, I took what I hated and made it a part of me. Again, I remember when it started happening. I see you in every thought I had, and then the thoughts slowly found words attached to them. And I knew as they escaped away, I was committing myself to them. And every day I regret saying those things, cause now I see that I took what I hated and made it a part of me.
Go to to Sunset Strip. I don't wanna feel the emptiness. Bold marquees with stupid band names. I don't wanna go to Sunset Strip. I don't wanna go to Sunset Strip. I don't wanna feel the emptiness. Bold marquees with stupid band names. I don't wanna go to Sunset Strip.
Now, we started off with the Parlor Mob, but I didn't really want to say much about the band because the whole melancholy introduction that I gave to them. But here's what you got to know about the Parlor Mob. They're an experimental rock and roll band. Experimental. That's not even alternative. That's like a whole other level above alternative. Now, the magazine Aquarian Weekly said this about the Parlor Mob. Quote, basically, now's the time to go to see them and say later on, yeah, you know, I saw them back before they took over the world because that's the way things are heading. Unquote. Guys, the band is a lot of fun, and you definitely have to go check out the rest of their stuff. Now, after the Parlor Mob, we heard from Linkin Park and their song Figure .09 off the album Meteora. I just got in the mood to play Linkin Park after I saw them up on stage with the blonde wigs singing Guns N' Roses. Here's something very interesting about Meteora. Now, the album sold 11 million copies, and yet it got crappy reviews. So what does that say? Does that say more about the listener or the critic? Because obviously the critic, it doesn't matter what they think because the album sold like mad. Now here's why I think it got crappy reviews. When I first heard the album, yeah, I thought it sucked. I was like, this is nothing like Hybrid Theory, even though the critics said it was exactly like Hybrid Theory. Again, weird. My cousin Sip bought me that album as a birthday present, and the first time that I stuck it in, she's like, what is this horrible band? I was like, this is the new Linkin Park album. She's like, I'm sorry. But no! Fantastic album, which we all found out later. Now, after Linkin Park, we heard from Cake. Yes! Cake! And the song Sheep Go to Heaven off the 98 album Prolonging the Magic. Now, something interesting about this album, it used to come with a warning label, but that warning label was removed. Why, you ask? Because there was a song on the album called Satan Is My Motor. So they gave it a warning label because of the name of the song. So what the band did is take off the word Satan, and the name of the band was just Motor, and the warning label got removed. How does that make any sense? The song lyrics are still Satan Is My Motor Car. That's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. But the Cake's alternative style, I thought, was a very good way to introduce the next band. Totally indie band. I'm very surprised that I'm playing them myself. Foxy Shazam! damn good name for a band. Foxy. 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 This is the song Dangerous Man. Now, Foxy Shazam are the self-proclaimed Evel Knievel of rock and roll. Should be plural, actually, shouldn't it? Whatever. Their first album was called The Flamingo Trigger, and the new album is called Introducing. So here's Dangerous Man off of the album Introducing.
Hey!
That was Theory of a Dead Man and their song, Bad Girlfriend. Obviously, you could tell because they repeated those words over and over again. Right, so that was off the album Scars and Souvenirs from 2008, Theory of a Dead Man, post-grunge, hard rock Canadian band. They're signed to Nickelback's 604 Records label, and it's very possible that's why they sound almost exactly like Nickelback. But either way, I thought they were awesome, and you haven't heard of them, so sweet. All right, I want to talk to you about the band Trivium, okay? This is very important because this coming song is the last song for the regular playlist before we get to the salute. Okay, what do you need to know about Trivium? Now, the lead singer, Matt Heffey, was 16 years old when the band started in 2001. Dude, he sounds so much older than that. If you heard him, wow. Now, here's the deal. Now, Trivium are absolutely major players in the world of heavy metal. Now, the big problem is that I can't stand them. I really, really think they suck. So, I'm not actually going to play a song by Trivium, but I felt I had to tell you about them because they're very important to your rock and roll education. See, one day you guys can write in or approach me and tell me why you think I should play Trivium or which song by Trivium I should play, because I don't like any of their songs. So you gotta write in and tell me. So, and you know, and the best part is I don't have to introduce them again, because I already introduced them now. So I'll just go, here's Trivium, you bastards. Anyway, so what song am I gonna play instead? I'm gonna play a song by the progressive post-hardcore experimental rock band Glassjaw, because they rule. Here's Siberian Kiss.
In a photo the size of a kid.
What the hell am I supposed to say about Glassjaw? A couple of interesting things. Justin Beck, lead guitarist of the band, used to play for a Jewish straight-edged band called Sons of Abraham. It's like a heavy metal group, but straight-edged basically means that they don't do drugs or alcohol or premarital sex, or they don't live the rock and roll life, though they're rock and roll people. That's what straight-edge means, and he was a part of a Jewish straight edge band. I thought that was pretty cool. Alright guys, it's time to move on to the salute. I have no idea how to introduce this guy, though no one has more respect in my eyes, or needs more respect than this week's salute. So, I'm standing up, and honestly, with tears in my eyes, because I love this guy so much, I want to say, I'm proud to salute Weird Al Yankovic. You guys have no idea how hard it's going to be to do a salute to the master, Weird Al Yankovic. Let's start with the basics. He's a Grammy Award-winning singer, musician, actor, parodist, songwriter, accordionist, television producer. The dude has done so much. Since his first aired parody in 1979, he's sold more than 12 million albums, more than any other comedy act in history. He's done more than 150 parodies and original songs. He's done like 200 songs that have never even made it to albums. He's done 1,000 live show, 4 gold records, 6 platinum records. My God, there's nothing that this guy has not done. And the truth is that the reason I decided to salute him was because of the fact that the music that I first listened to was Weird Al music. It's the truth. Second album I ever bought was Weird Al album. The first album I ever bought was Michael Jackson's Dangerous. Different story for a different time. But Weird Al Yankovic is the reason that I got into any music whatsoever, besides the fact that music was always played in my house. But he was like my first, like, man crush. Dude, I love Weird Al Yankovic. Let me explain a little bit about him. This is what he does. He does parodies. He takes famous, popular songs, and he makes fun, not of the songs, but of anything that he wants to. Here off the album Weird Al in 3D is the theme from Rocky 13.
Try the rye or the Kaiser or the wheat or the white, maybe. Kaiser. So today, his daily comes first. Still he dreams of his past days of glory. Goes in the back and beats up on the liverwurst. All the while, you can still hear him say, it's the Rye or the Kaiser, it's the thrill of one bite. Let me please be your catering advisor. If you want substitutions, I won't put up a fight. You can have your roast beef on the rye or the Kaiser.
First off, that was the theme to Rocky 13, which is obviously a parody of Survivor's Eye of the Tiger from the third Rocky movie. Now then, Weird Al has made movies. For those of you who haven't seen UHF, you must see it. Cult classic, fantastic movie. It's all about a dude with a huge imagination who keeps trying to make television shows. Fantastic. Now, I want to explain a little something about parodies. The idea is that, well, according to the United States Supreme Court, one does not need permission to record a parody. However, as a personal rule, Weird Al has always requested permission from the artist to make fun of their songs. Now, it happened once or twice that he got permission from the record labels to do it, and then the artist got all upset, so since then he's always gone directly to the artist to get permission. Now, positive. I'm not the only one who thinks that Weird Al is a god. Let me tell you about Nirvana, okay? Nirvana, Kurt Cobain called Weird Al Yankovic a musical genius. When David Grohl once said in an interview that Nirvana never really felt that they made it big until Weird Al covered their song Smells Like Teen Spirit, and he made a song called Smells Like Nirvana. It is such a good song. And when Weird Al asked Kurt Cobain if he could parody the song, Kurt Cobain asked him, it's not going to be about food, is it? Because most of Weird Al's parody songs are about food. And he's like, no, it's about how nobody can understand any of your lyrics. So when the band finally heard the song, they said that they were dying on the floor from laughter. Now, Michael Jackson thinks Weird Al is a genius. Mark Knopfler of Dire Straits is a huge fan of Weird Al Yankovic. The President of the United States, Don McLean, these are all people who know Weird Al and love him and think he's absolutely amazing. Now, on the negative side, sometimes he does get in trouble for, like I said, once or twice people say, you know, the record label said yes, but the artist said no. One of those is Coolio, Weird Al's famous song, Amish Paradise, based on Coolio's Gangster Paradise, which in turn is based on Stevie Wonder's Pastime Paradise. Either way, going off topic, Coolio was very upset, so Weird Al said that he would always personally ask the artist after that point. Eminem, for instance, refuses to let Weird Al make any music videos for the songs that Weird Al's parodied by Eminem. Paul McCartney has, you know, they has the song Live and Let Die. So Weird Al wanted to do a song called Chicken Pot Pie, but Paul McCartney's a vegetarian, so he said no. Prince is another artist who has never let Weird Al parody his music, but Weird Al calls him once a year just to see if he's lightened up. Now, we're going to move on to the next song. Off the album Alapalooza, you guys all know the words to the song. Every one of you knows the words to this Weird Al song, because it's basically the exact same words to Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen, just done to polka music. Enjoy!
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide, no escape from reality.
Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see! I'm just a poor boy, I need no sympathy. Easy come, easy go, little high, little low. Anyway the wind blows, doesn't really matter to me. To me. Mama, just killed a man. Put a gun against his head, pulled my trigger, now he's dead. Mama, life had just begun, but now I've gotta throw it all away.
Galileo Figaro.
Magnifico!
Oh. Hey, hey, hey!
I'm just a poor boy, nobody loves me.
He's just a poor boy from a poor family. Spare him his life from this monstrosity.
Easy come, easy go, will you let me go?
Bismillah.
No!
We will not let you go.
Let him go!
Bismillah.
We will not let you go.
Let him go! Bismillah.
We will not let you go.
Let him go!
We'll not let you go.
Let me go!
We'll not let you go.
Let me go!
Wow, wow, wow!
No, 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 no! Mamma mia, mamma mia, mamma mia, let me go!
Beelzebub has the devil put aside for me!
Okay, who has Weird Al parodied? Let's start off. Don McLean, The Offspring, Bare Naked Ladies, Queen, Nirvana, Mark Knopfler, Dire Straits, just, you know, Crash Test Dummies. He's done so much, I'm not even going to try and remember all of it. But there is something that I do want to talk about, and that is the big problem going on in file sharing concerning Weird Al. Now, Weird Al is all for file sharing, so I don't think I'm going to go into that. What he's upset about are all the songs that you can find on these sites that are attributed to him. For instance, the song Star Wars Cantina, it's not him, Richard Cheese. Star Wars Gangster Rap, Yoda Smokes Weed, Chewbacca, anything that's a vulgar or rude or horribly insulting towards a specific person, it's not Weird Al. Actually, a lot of those songs are attributed to Adam Sandler, but they're not him either. And he gets very upset about that because he actually tries to have a more or less family-friendly image. So he basically says there's actually a site called notweirdal.com or the Not Al page. You can go to that site and see what songs belong to him and what don't belong to him. Now, the other thing I want to talk about are Weird Al fans, people like me. But obviously not like me, because there's no way I'm as crazy as these people. There's a group of people called, it's called the Weird Al Star Fund campaign, and these are people who are trying to get Weird Al onto the Hollywood Walk of Fame. So what they did is, you have to have $15,000 to be nominated on the list, right? So this group basically band together and raised $15,000 for the Weird Al nomination. They gave it in, and he wasn't even nominated in the year of 2006. And then, because of that, the nomination board actually raised the price to $25,000. And the group managed to raise $25,000 in 2007 and 2008, and Weird Al wasn't even included in the nominees again. So, I don't know what that means, but you know what? The dude deserves it, because he's accomplished so much, and rock-wise, his backup band are absolutely incredible, and they've been with him for so long. So, all right, this is going to be the last song for the album. It's one of his best parodies. You recognize it as songs by the Red Hot Chili Peppers. When I hear the Red Hot Chili Peppers, I think of this song. This is Bedrock Anthem.
I need a vacation. Sometimes I feel like I wanna go to the city of cavemen, the city of bedrock. I'd be a Flintstone. Now I'll tell you why.
Oh. brother named a Bunny Rumble. He's a midget, but he make a lot of trouble. Doesn't like the shape, he got caveman stubble. Me and Barney Loyal order water buffalo. Lodge Brothers Boyle order water buffalo. There's a handshake, everybody gotta know. How come Ground Pooper always gotta run the whole show? Yabba dabba, yabba dabba dabba do now. Yabba dabba, yabba dabba dabba do now. Yabba dabba, yabba dabba dabba do now. I get by all my trios, throw it know how. Betty and a Barney got a baby named a Bam Bam. Little Pebbles is his number one fan. He's the strongest toddler in the whole land. Tear your arm off if he's shaking your hand. Got a car, gonna push it with my feet now. Gonna take my family out to eat now. Jumbo ribs at the driving can't be beat now. Made from Brontosaurus, baby, not Moo Cow. Wanna chill with a saber-tooth tiger. Wear a loincloth, natural fiber. Be the first Rolling Stone subscriber. Got a pterodactyl for a windshield wiper. Yabba dabba, yabba dabba dabba do now. Yabba dabba, yabba dabba dabba do now. Yabba dabba, yabba dabba dabba do now. Don't know what it means, but I'll say it anyhow.
Well, Ma, I'm home. Stop saving dinner and don't spare the spare ribs. Oh, no, 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 Dowsy, no, Dow, take it easy, boy.
Like me working down in the gravel pit. Moving rocks on a big dinosaur, I sit. Mr. Snake gets mad and he throws a fit. Pull a birdie's tail, everybody knows it's time to quit. Realize I'm a living in a stone age. No facts, no cellular phone age. Pick my teeth with a dinosaur bone age. Lifting heavy boulders every day for my weight. Barney Rubble laughing like a hyena. Barney Rubble, what a little wiener. Where's Wilma? Anybody seen her? Got a baby elephant vacuum cleaner. Yabba dabba, yabba dabba dabba do now. 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 Yabba 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 dabba do now.
All right. Oh, boy.
What is Weird Al doing today? He's doing what he's been doing since 1979, and that is making fun of all the famous artists. His last album was called Straight Outta Linwood, came out like a year ago. In that album, he made fun of Chamillionaire and Green Day and Rage Against the Machine and Usher and Cake and R. Kelly. He has... Everyone lets him because everybody wants to be parodied by him. So the last thing I want to talk about before I bid you adieu is Weird Al music videos. They are absolutely hilarious. He also had a Weird Al show for a while. I'm going to post some of those clips in the link box. I'm going to post some of his best videos in the link box. Guys, take the time to get to know Weird Al because he's a magical performer and a fantastic artist. So... for all the reasons above and the fact that he was literally my first musician that I listened to, Weird Al. Well, that brings us to the end of this August 24th, 2008 episode extravaganza. I want to wish you guys a great summer because next week I'm already going back to classes, so summer's over for me. But do not worry, I will be back next week because I am your host with the most, Maximum Mike, and you've been listening... to Rock for Rookies.
Yeah, Rock for Rookies!
Oh! So from all of us to all of you, we hope you enjoyed the show. You like to rock, we like to rock. But for now, it's time to go. Rock, we love to rock. And we'll rock till we're dead. Do your friends like to rock? Yeah, they do. Then tell them about our show. Tell them about our show. Because we rock, we love to rock. And we'll rock till we're dead. See you next week, everybody!